of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Commission. He is a retired lieutenant in the United States Navy, and we'll call upon Mr. Edward T. Kreiner, Sr. for remarks at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, honored guests, and veterans. We find that man wants to leave here on Earth some everlasting sign that he was here and that he had made some significant contribution for his fellow mankind. It's a fact that for the greater part, man leaves behind only a small headstone which simply bears his name and the dates of his time here on Earth. Such remembrances do not measure nor speak of the contribution which he or she has made for mankind. There are those who leave fortunes to ensure that some form of shrine is built to memorialize their name, to attest to their presence here on Earth. Perhaps it is vanity that drives a human to such extremes. The monument they leave, the monument they cause to be built for their own namesake, generally becomes a non-entity which simply deteriorates with time. The greatest measure of man is not his won or lost record, nor his wealth, nor his strength or physical accomplishments. None of those are the greatest measure. Rather, man is best remembered for the love which was given to others. Love has often been defined as one's ability to care, to share, and to give unselfishly of oneself to another. To care, to share, to give without barter. To care, to share, and to give without expectation. The greatest man who ever lived on earth told us that no greater love exists than that which is given when man lays down his life for the love of others. This memorial, this monument, was not built by those we honor here today. This memorial was built by a loving and caring citizenry to honor those who have indeed given their last measure for mankind. The men whose names are recorded here for posterity never dreamed nor thought that they would be recorded in history as great men. Most were too young to even think of such things. History will record that it was for us to plan, design, construct, and dedicate this memorial. The men whose names appear engraved in granite have already, through their sacrifice, consecrated the memorial. The memorial was forged in love, and it is with prayer that it will stand everlasting in their memory. You who are the parents, the wives, the brothers and sisters, the children of these fallen heroes, are a part of the great sacrifice for the one you loved. It was your love which sustained them in Vietnam. Your love for them was no less than the love that they gave for others. While there remains pain and hurt, let there also be pride in what they gave. And take pride within yourself for the sacrifice that you have given. And for those family members who have those who remain missing, let your faith sustain you. We cannot walk in your shoes. We can only believe within ourselves that we know of the long suffering. It is the unknown that extends that pain. And it is only with prayer and strength that you continue your lives in hope. I want you to know that we, the members of the Memorial Commission, know that the meaning of love has been acknowledged in you for your caring, for your sharing, and for your giving unselfishly of yourself for others. This memorial, which is dedicated and consecrated to all those who served our country, to all those who served our country during the Vietnam War came into being as a labor of love. Thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for giving of yourself. May God bless you, and may God bless America.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce our next speaker this evening, a lady that you met earlier this afternoon, I believe. A lady who is the past president of the Gold Star Mothers of America, a member of our commission, and a very hard worker in the 5 years that I have known her. It's a pleasure and an honor to introduce to you Mrs. Catherine M. Mannion.
Mr. Chairman, Bishop Ricard, honored guests, commission, ladies and gentlemen, and especially to you, the Gold Star Mothers and the Gold Star Dads. We did not choose to be Gold Star parents. We were chosen. We are Gold Star parents by virtue of our son's supreme sacrifice. How does one accept the fact that you are a Gold Star mother, a Gold Star dad, after that initial shock of the rap on the door, or when the telegram is confirmed? Does one marinate in their sorrow? Didn't we all question God and say, God, why my son? Did hatred build up against this great country of ours? Or did we pick up the pieces and just carry on? Isn't it a combination of all these things? But then came a time when reality came through, and then the big question, what am I going to do? And then the second question followed very closely, what would my son want me to do, and what would he expect of me? Each of us has answered differently, and each in our own way. Great sorrow. Oh, yes, how we know that. But these men, they were America. They did what was asked of them, for they were ready to defend this country, the highest principles on the battlefield, to try to keep our nation free, safe, and strong, both here and ever overseas. For they knew that the Stars and Stripes was not just a piece of cloth. Old Glory represents all that America was, is, and always will be. It is her hills, her cities, her people, her policies, her medical achievements, her military might, and all that has been achieved. And no matter how one feels about the Vietnam conflict, we were there, our sons were there, and died there. And for Old Glory, it is for we must carry on. To people of many countries, the American flag represents freedom, justice, and that it summons all the feeling one has toward America. Today, we are having a dedication and memorial service. Surely, that brings back many memories to the living, honoring the dead. Though invisible to us, our dead are not absent. The American Gold Star mothers and dads will never forget our great loss. But oh, how proudly we wear that Gold Star pin. But I'm positive that every one of us would have gladly have traded that Gold Star for the Blue Star. A memorial is something intended to preserve a person or any event in the people's memory. The dedication of this memorial will be one certainly etched in our memory. The Gold Star parents must always thank God for the short period of time we had our sons and must always look back upon the happy times that we had together. And as their names are called, proudly say, I'm his mom, I'm his dad. And then when taps are sounding, think of what they are saying. Day is done, gone the sun, goeth day, cometh night, and a star leadeth all to their rest. These immortal dead in eternal rest have not died in vain. Their spirit, their valor, their sacrifice will be remembered over and over again. But it seems strange that there are those who do not know it was God who chose we parents to wear this gold star pin, that it wasn't merely a social whim, for they do not know this golden star shows you lost a son in war, and that your mission is to try to help his buddies who did not die. A parent's courage, a parent's love, faith in your country and God above. All these things are simply told by an emblem, a star of gold. To all the world has been told what you mean and what you are, a sun replaced by a golden star. Be proud of your gold star, and may peace be with you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful, Catherine. Thank you, Catherine. We will now have a musical selection by the 229th Maryland National Guard Army Band. Thank you, Mr. Parlett. We are privileged to have with us this evening from the United States Naval Academy, Rabbi Norman L. Auerbach, Lieutenant Commander, United States Navy, who will offer a prayer for peace.
Let us pray. Grant us peace, your most precious gift. You who is the eternal source of peace. Enable our nation to be its messenger unto all peoples of this earth. Bless our country, that it might ever be a stronghold of peace and its advocate in the Council of Nations. May contentment reign within its borders, health and happiness within its homes. Strengthen the bonds of friendship and fellowship among the inhabitants of all lands. Plant virtue in every soul, and may the love of your name hallow every home and every heart. You are praised, O Lord, for you are giver of peace. Amen.
Thank you. I'd like to call upon Mr. David Deschamps, Commission Member, for some remarks at this time.
Thank you. These remarks are taken from the New Zealand War Memorial in Auckland and from a poem from the National Memorial in Washington, D.C. They whom the inscriptions upon these walls commemorate are those sons from the state of Maryland who, at the call of their country, left all that was dear to them, endured extreme hardness, faced danger, and finally passed out of sight of their comrades and families by the path of duty and self-sacrifice, giving their lives that others might live in freedom. Let those of us who come after it see to it that their names and histories be remembered always. Celebrate the peace, consecrate this hallowed place. Softly call the names of those we love, those we sadly, fiercely miss, those who died and are still missing. Semper Fidelis.
Thank you, David. We will now commence the calling of the roll. Lieutenant Kreiner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to get through a little of the logistics of how this is going to work. We have roughly 3,400 members of family next of kin here. The names are going to be called alphabetically. There will be a five-second timing between each name, or as close as we can get to that. When a name is called of your loved one, please stand, and all family members, friends, comrades, shipmates who elect and desire, please stand together, but one member of the family come forward and pick up one rose. There's one rose for each of the 1,046 names. So look among you and decide which family member should take the rose, please. But all of you come together, take the rose, go to my right, which is your left, around to the back and down this side in this entrance where I'm pointing to the left. Please go up and place the rose on the stone. Take your time for meditation. There'll be military escorts, and there also will be members of the last patrol who will escort you. Just walk up, leave your rose, take your moment of silence or that which you want to do to meditate, and then please return to your seats. We don't want to rush you, but we got 3,000 some people to go through that circle. So those are the logistics. And with that, Mr. Chairman, would you please call the roll?
Robert W. Abernathy. William W. Abshear. Ronald M. Adams. Stephen H. Adams. Harvey C. K. A.U. David R. Aiken. Louis V. Albee, Jr. James S. Allport. Russell M. Amos. Vincent J. Anastasio. Larry W. Anderson. William A. Andrews. John A. Ansel, Jr. Paul R. Anzalone. Charles F. Armentrout. Gregory V. Armstead. Charles J. Armstrong. Charles E. Aaron Holt, Jr.
James O. Arrowwood. James M. Atchison. Francis M. Odd. David R. Augusta. John W. Evera. Jock J. Aid. Edward F. Ayers. Leland A. Bailey. Tolly Bailey. Francis N. Baker. James H. Baker, Jr. Ronald Baker. Vernon R. Baker. Robert L. Baldwin. Henry M. Boris. Frederick A. Barclay. Kenneth P. Barclay, Jr. Harold E. Barnard.
Barry V. Barnes. John H. Barnes. Otto P. Barnhart. Larry M. Barnhill. Albert L. Bartholomew, Jr. Kenneth L. Bartley. James L. Bates. Melvin C. Bates, Jr. Robert Bates, Jr. Joseph F. Barr, Jr. Arthur J. Baylor. Earl S. Bazemore. Jack A. Beard. John H. Beecham, Jr. Martin R. Beck. Charles A. Bedsoe. Martin J. Bagosh. Stephen E. Belcher.
Christopher J. Bell. George A. Bell, Jr. Philip E. Benjamin. Ronald J. Beneke III. James Behrens. Barry H. Berger. Jack S. Bergman, Jr. Billy H. Fest. William H. Bethia III. Albert L. Betts. James L. Byerling. John A. Bifaretta, Jr. Harold D. Billier. George Binko. John M. Biondi. Roger W. Bishop. William R. Bissell. Robert L. Bittinger, Jr.
Frederick W. Vivens, Jr. Thomas N. Blades. Danny L. Blake. Roger L. Blake. Gregory A. Blakeney. Richard A. Blanchfield. Gilbert Blandon. Charles H. Blankenship, missing. John J. Blanton. Clifford C. Blend, Jr. Joseph W. Blenkenstaff, Jr. Michael J. Blottenberger. Edward A. Boardman. Garland C. Bobbitt. Mac C. Boblett. Leonard J. Bosek. William J. Boehm. Robert L. Bolin.
William R. Bond. George F. Bonnet. Harry J. Bort. Gary L. Bounds. John M. Bowers. David B. Bowling. Reginald A. Bowman. Arthur J. Bauer. McDonald E. Boyce. Richard K. Boyd, Jr. Charles B. Boynton, Jr. Charles F. Brandenburg. Dell Brandenburg, missing. William M. Brannock. Larry F. Brazier's. John K. Brazier. Edmund D. Brent, Jr. Michael L. Brewer.
Charles L. Bradell. Paul E. Bridget. John A. Briscoe. Charles J. Britt. Daniel S. Britton. Ronald J. Britz. Earl T. Brook. Gerald B. Brown. James T. Brown. Joseph C. Brown. Marcus Brown Jr. Michael F. Brown. Robert W. Brown, Jr. Thomas F. Brown, Jr. William J. Brown. Henry M. Bruce. Lee R. Bruce, Jr. Richard B. Bruce.
Lance D. Brunson. Roscoe E. Bryant. Robert B. Buchanan. James A. Budahazy II. David J. Butka. Nathaniel Bugs, Jr. William Bugash. Lawrence R. Bullen. Clifford G. Birch. Lanny J. Burdett. Clarence J. Burley. Marvin Burney. Paul T. Burrier. Roberts P. Burroughs. John L. Burton. Nathaniel Bush. Charles G. Butler, Jr. Donald H. Butterworth.
James N. Byers. Nolan D. Bird. Norman C. Bird. Donald P. Caldwell. Gerald L. Call. John H. Call the Third, missing. Francis E. Camden, Jr. John H. Camp. Darrell E. Campanello. Jack E. Campbell. William L. Campbell. Gary E. Knapp. James K. Caniford, missing. James B. Cannington, Jr. Donald P. Caldwell. Dennis R. Cantler. John A. Capasso. Woodrow F. Carbaugh. Robert M. Carlozzi.
Joseph K. Carroll. Anderson Carter, Jr. George A. Carter. Harvey W. Carter. Walter C. Carter. James G. Case. Lewis E. Kasner, Jr. Ronald B. Cassell. William E. Cassidy. Joaquin Castro. Maurice P. Chapman, Jr. John L. Chase. John J. Case. Irvin B. Cherry. Eugene N. Chesley. Robert R. Chesser. Calvin J. Childress. Alexander S. Chin.
Robert N. Chinkina. Larry V. Schimmel. William J. Christman III. Wayne E. Christopher. Russell E. Silberry. Larry M. Clark. David N. Clayton. Lionel T. Clover. Leon Coit. Ernest W. Cole. Rainer L. Cole. Ronald A. Coleman. Jean F. Collier. Francis B. Concannon. Audrey J. Cook. David R. Cook. Robert W. Cook. Wilmer P. Cook, missing.
Wilson L. Cook. James E. Cooley. Oscar E. Cooper. Richard W. Cooper, Jr., missing. Gregory S. Copenhaver, missing. William J. Corbin. Gary W. Cosgrave. Jeremiah F. Costello. Robert L. Cotman. George M. Cox II. Yehu J. Cox, Jr. Kevin M. Coyne. Ezra D. Kraft. Dean J. Craig. Kenneth D. Crawford. Carl J. Crew. Harry E. Crissy, Jr. Woodrow C. Cronkite.